as we welcome in Tom Gazzola. Tommy Stretti was doing a scouting report on you the other day. I'm not sure if you heard it or not, but a lot of his friends had said, well, Tom wasn't as talented as he said, but he was a really hard worker.
That's a compliment. That's a compliment.
I'm not going to lie to you guys. Listening to you there, I was just, I felt like the guy on the bench just happy to be there. So, I don't know if I was a hard worker. I was yappy, I'll tell you that much. That's for sure. But, scouting report on me, Stretti. Oh, boy, man, you got to go back in the years.
Yeah, I can't remember. Someone just out of nowhere is like, hey, I know your buddy Tom Gazzola. We used to play together. And he said he was not as talented as he proclaimed himself to be, but he was a hard worker. So I think that's actually a real compliment, man. Give me a hard worker. I think that's fantastic.
I'll take it. I'll take it. 2 points per game in the jungle, baby. Last year.
So let's get into that. You know, it's an interesting time. They lose Cuckoo. Now all of a sudden you got Ethan Barrett comes back. So you're the head coach, or if you were the head coach, would you dress seven defensemen, or would you take one of the D-men out?
You guys summed it up pretty well. I think that's the logical way of going about it. There is no malice towards Patrick Russell. You know what he is. He's not really a developing player. And if you want to get Ethan Bear up and running again, and there's no true reason to take out Caleb Jones, who, like you guys, I thought he played pretty solid the other night. Evan Bouchard's contributing. He's giving you decent minutes. What did he have, a dozen minutes the other night? He's not going up against the other team's top forward units. That's part of the progression. So as much as I don't particularly care for 11-7, we've seen it work at times already this season. This might be an instance where you go, yeah, okay, that makes sense. And then my vote for a guy that I'd like to see play forward, if that time of game occurred and there was a chance to make that happen, I'd put Tyson Berry up there. I think he could light it up. And I agree with Gregor saying, you get excited when you see defensemen playing forward, no matter who it is, because you're just like, it's so weird, but it's funny because they're so gung-ho about it.
Oh, they love it. They love it. And, you know, Tommy, it's funny. I'm going to step in and step on your guys' toes, as I don't like to do it. But I think, listen, if it gets up there, if this game gets up to a high, let's say, you know, it's a runaway either way, I'm parking Nurse on the bench. Nurse, and if I have seven defensemen, I park those two guys on the bench, and I'm cranking Bouchard out. I'm cranking, Jones out. I'm cranking Chris Russell. Like, they're every other shifts. Though those guys are going to every other shift because I want those guys to get the beak wet, right? I want to get them going and get them feeling like they're playing. And there's no better way to feel good about yourself than playing. You know, when you're out every other shift, it really gets you going. Then up front, I'm the same way. I know I take heat. Oh, Stretti, you'll never watch Connor McDavid to get 10 points in a game. Yeah, it's true. But I want them to win, not just, you know, that one game. I want them to win long term. The guy leads the league in points. You know, how many points does he have to get? So if you're up by, you know, if you're up by 4 or 5, and it's not just night, but any night, I'm sitting those guys and I'm putting Gaetan Aas at center. I'm putting Jujar. I don't care. I'm putting whoever I need to at center and I'm cranking those guys out the door so they feel good about themselves. And I've seen it. I've been on teams where that's happened. I've been on teams where we're up so much in the third period, they'd sit the top two defensemen and the other four of us played. We were rolling. You came out, you were so energized. You felt great about yourself and it carried into the next game, Thomas.
I think that even gives the team a little morale boost, too. And the guys that play the heavy minutes most nights, they don't mind a little time off. And you see the balanced score sheet on the time on ice stat at the end of the night, too. It's a good feeling all around. And then when the heavy lifting needs to be done against a tougher opponent or a team that's riding hot, you go back to the normal routine. I'm all for it, Stretti. I totally get that. And I think that's kind of funny, actually, you pointing out that you would have to play defense and forward on the same PK.
Oh, it's crazy. I don't know
why.
You're
so versatile.
I mean, they're just trying to find a place for me to play, right? They're like, we got this guy. We got him signed for 3 years. We got to play him somewhere. joined by Tom Gazzola. Tommy, when you look at this game for the Oilers tonight, obviously, you know, a huge kick in the, for the Canucks. They're changing some things up. You know, what is the approach the Oilers to take for this game tonight, in your opinion, as far as starting the first period?
Go hard. I mean, it didn't happen in the first period last game. They got burnt on that first goal. I know Mike Smith said he would have played it exactly the same way. And it seemed like every time they tried to make something happen, another goal popped in at their end of the rink. I know they got that late goal in the first period from Cahoon to kind of get them going again. But Strutty, this is maybe a test of the killer instinct or the wherewithal and the resolve of this team to not let up and just say, ah, we could coast through a game against Vancouver. Look where they are. Look where they're headed. Look what we've done. Look where we're headed. I think this will be one of those ones where you're like, no, you want to be razor sharp. And if they are, then it might lead to a scenario where we're seeing Gaetan Haas centering the top line, and the top line, of course, being basically lines 3 and 4, and you can sit the big guns and let them have a bit of a break in the third period. But if they don't do that, Struds, we might see a tight game. We might see Vancouver play scrappy and try to salvage whatever it can of this season, and it might start tonight.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think Vancouver, like, you know, they had a good start, but you can tell they've got zero confidence. I mean, this team, you're up 3-0. Give that goal up, and then it's just like they imploded. And the Oilers, the ice was tilted. I swear it was 4 inches higher at the Oilers end than it was at the other end. The puck was just sliding down towards that Vancouver end. So I think Vancouver, you know, in this scenario, I think Travis Green, I don't know that yelling's the right, and I'm not saying he is yelling, but I think you got to give your team hugs. Say, guys, we played really well for one period, and then it kind of came unglued. Let's just worry about the first period, have another good first period, then let's have a good second period than the third, like, because you're right, it's slipping away from them. And you can see, you know, JT Miller is a frustrated, you know, he's pretty emotional, a little bit young. I mean, I guess he's not a baby, but, you know, manage your emotion. What happens when you show emotion like that? You think it's just yourself, but you're actually affecting your teammates, especially when you're in a position of leadership. Like Taylor Hall, you know, I felt the same thing with Taylor Hall. Like, he, you know, I get you're disappointed with what you did, but imagine if you're the ninth forward and you look up and your best player is losing his mind or showing bad body language. That affects you. As a leader, you can't do that because you're affecting the rest of your team.
The one thing I'll say that maybe they can avoid having that scenario again, and I know JT Miller's gotten some heat for that, and he says he's an emotional player and he wants to win. We get that. But they know how to get to Mike Smith. And maybe if they find a way to get to him early a couple of times, that gets the positive mindset going. Maybe. And I think if they want to flip that script and end up having a good night in Vancouver, then they have to focus in on what they did right in that first period, even though, like you said, the ice was tilted the rest of the way basically towards their net. But that is a good way to kind of avoid all that negative mojo and seeing the blow-ups. And then, you know, you see it from your leading scorer from last year, who's supposed to be continuing that trend, who's having a tough year, is pushed down in the lineup going into tonight. And if you can find a way to stop that, which is hard, especially when the momentum's going in the wrong direction, just look at the little things. And maybe one of the little things the Canucks are doing heading into tonight, saying, hey, we know how to beat Mike Smith. That might be one of their ins for tonight and one of their keys to the game. But Strutty, still, at the end of the night, I think it's going to be an uphill battle for Vancouver.
Tommy, have yourself a great one. Lots of texts in that they heard that Tommy G was always better in front of the mirror than on the ice.
Oh, so, ouch. Ouch.
Hey, maybe, that's, Strutty, that's maybe we'll introduce you to Wayne one day, Struds.
I've never met him. I'm like, it's kind of.
Tommy
built,
was having
never.
Drinks with him at the wedding.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell that story again? How he went to his son's wedding? Like, we get it, buddy. Named everyone, watch your toes. Tommy Gazzola is dropping names over here.
Oh, too fun, boys. Too fun.
Dustin Johnson, was his Masters trophy there too?
No, I had barely talked to him. Thankfully.
Yeah. Oh, all right.
Jeez, come on, Strutty, get your dates correct.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know Tommy's life. I'll go through his Instagram like Connor does.
Tommy, the pregame show with you and the con man, another 2-hour edition coming up tonight at 6 o'clock.
Yes, sir. Thanks, guys.